I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network, and my colleague Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, based in London. Joe writes of the continent routinely. That's his job. The continent, however, right now is acting so strange, I need Joe's help. And we'll break it down into major countries, Germany, France, and then Italy. Those three major countries. There are many more in the EU. I understand that, but they're in the headlines all the time. Joe, the WHO, which has enjoyed troubled headlines these last years, especially since the virus, the WHO is speaking very poorly of Europe. I read the Guardian story. Europe's vaccination campaign is unacceptably slow, and rising infection rates in most countries across the continent mean its coronavirus situation is, quote, more worrying than we have seen in several months. This from the World Health Organization. I won't ask for an explanation, Joe, but I will mention that the WHO has noticed something's wrong in Europe. Let's start with Germany. You wrote a column recently about Angela Merkel. After 16 years of her success, she's met something she couldn't solve, which is consistent statements about whether we are or are not at risk, whether the vaccine is good or bad, whether you have to stay home for Easter or can go out, who you can mix with. Joe, Angela Merkel, since you wrote about her, has become even more difficult to understand. Can you help me, Joe? Is she in charge, or is she reading the headlines and reversing herself every 24 hours?
Well, you know, Germany is a really interesting case and a point of comparison with the U.S., actually, because people need to remember that Germany has a federalist system like the U.S., and so a consequence of that is that Angela Merkel's authority in a situation like this is actually pretty constrained. It's akin to a U.S. president where there's a lot of rhetorical heft there, but a lot of the practical decisions have to be made by leaders at the state level, and that is definitely true in Germany. And what people are discovering are that there are limits to any kind of soothing rhetorical power that Merkel has, because she is really struggling mightily to corral the state governors and state level governments into following the kind of lockdowns policies that she wishes they would, and she's encountering a lot of pushback there. This is kind of exposing the extent to which rhetoric is really all that she has. And I think that one difficulty that she's run into here is that despite her background as a scientist, she's never really been able to tell a consistent story about what was going on with the pandemic or what was happening with the vaccination. And that's where you end up with all of these mixed messages about the safety or efficacy of the AstraZeneca vaccine in particular, the one that is very commonly administered in the UK. Hint, it is both safe and effective. And yet, she is struggling to deliver that message. And surprise, surprise, Germans are then hesitating to accept this vaccine that otherwise should be widely available for them.
Yes, it's a puzzle, too, because Germany is so disciplined, so careful. All you have to do is visit one of their villages to understand that everything is thought through, very, very, very thoroughly thought through from your whole shopping experience. And here they've stumbled in some fashion profoundly. However, there is a country that makes Germany look organized, and that's France. Okay, I read from the Telegraph in these last days. French hospital staff have warned that the country's latest wave of coronavirus infection is out of control. I'm sure it sounds better in French. And they will soon be forced to prioritize which patients to treat as the country enters its third national lockdown over the weekend. I believe that paragraph is about that French word triage. Joe, France, is it perceived in London that it's lost control of the virus and Macron has lost control?
Yes, I think that, there is a general sense that a lot of these European Union countries have lost control, and France more than some of the others. And again, it's one of those really interesting cases where they would have faced headwinds already. It's a much more centralized government run out of Paris, and so that might have made things somewhat easier than is the case in Germany. But in France, you also have a much deeper history of skepticism about vaccination in general. They have a very vigorous anti-vax movement, and I think that their rates of vaccination for other diseases or vaccines have been widely available for a long time. Already, we're much lower than in other parts of Europe. So you were going to be fighting against that sort of cultural phenomenon under the best of circumstances. And again, I think that Macron has really fumbled it with a lot of his messaging about the safety and efficacy of some of these vaccines. A lot of that conversation has been very unscientific. And, you know, rather than reassuring people, he's managing to make them even more skeptical. And that is compounding the problem that France has had, along with a lot of other EU countries, with the botched EU-level procurement program for these vaccines, which means that they don't have enough doses as they need. And even those doses that they have, they are struggling to get people to accept them.
Again, it's a puzzle how France missed this, but we go to Italy. Mario Draghi is the prime minister, unelected prime minister. He's just appointed. He took the job when it was open. He is a man associated with central banking. And yet, in La Stampa, a major newspaper in Italy, there are videos linked on the page to food lines in Milano, food lines, people without adequate ability to feed their family. There are other scary headlines throughout the peninsula. I understand that Italy is no worse or no better than the rest of the continent, but these are the three sparkling cultures of Europe who have stumbled at the gate of getting the vaccine. Now, Joe, we have less than a minute. We're going to turn to American problems, but is the perception in London that it is safe to travel on the continent? I know people want to go away, but that they regard Italy as a risk. We have 30 seconds.
It's a risk, and that is why Italy is suffering, because you then have all of these economies in Southern Europe that are so heavily dependent on tourism, who are going to find that they won't be able to restart that trade for a second summer because of this lagging vaccination. And that is how a technical or procurement problem becomes a health problem, becomes an economic disaster.
I spoke too soon. We just have a moment here about Germany, France, and Italy. It is a peculiar irony that these are the three countries who were most at pains to watch the UK separate from the EU, so-called Brexit. It is strange, Joe, to see the UK doing better than all the rest of them. Is it because they separated and ran their own vaccine? Has anybody said that in London?
I think there is definitely a sense here that it was this willingness of the UK to take some of the gambles on the procurement and the way that they were spending money in that process, and then also to sprint ahead with a very rapid approval of the vaccines as soon as the data came in. And, you know, it's important to remember other European national health regulators could have done the same. They all made a conscious decision that they wanted to move in lockstep. It was only the UK that used its, autonomy within the EU, of which it was still a member at the time, to make these decisions. And that has really paid off for Britain.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. We're turning to the United States and our search for the inflation monster. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.